Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering myself at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet, esteemed elders and my dear brothers and sisters, a loving Sai Ram to all of you. This evening, we have a very respected public servant and an ardent devotee of Bhagwan, Justice B. Rajendran from Madras High Court, speaking to us on the topic, Bhagwan's message to humanity. Justice Rajendran was born in Trichy, Tamil Nadu. He finished his college education at St. Joseph College and Jamal Muhammad College, Trichy, and completed his law studies at Chennai. He started law practice under his father and guru, Mr. Balasundaram, advocate from 1978 to 1995 in Trichy. He was a legal advisor to several education institutions and banks besides advising Bharati Dasan University. Justice Rajendran was appointed as the youngest public prosecutor in the year 1989. He shifted to Madras and was appointed as additional government pleader in Madras High Court. He was practicing in the writ side and was appointed as central government standing counsel. Justice Rajendran was selected as secretary of Indian Law Institute, Delhi, for the Tamil Nadu chapter. He appeared in sensational matters, including Setu Samudram canal case. Justice Rajendran was later appointed as a judge of Madras High Court in the year 2009. Presently, he is also the executive chairman of Indian Law Institute, Tamil Nadu, and Vice President of Commonwealth Magistrates and Judges Association, headquartered at London. Justice Rajendran is well known for his landmark and bold judgments. Please welcome Justice B. Rajendran. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Let me say my pranams to the divine Reverend Bhavan Baba and start my humble speech. Let me first thank all of you for this golden opportunity given to me to come to this land of Bhagwan on this auspicious day. Let me wish all of you a Tamil New Year and also the Vishu, which is a Kerala New Year. Vishu on Asamshangal and Tamil Purthavaril with Puttandu Valtakal. As we have assembled here to enjoy and celebrate the Tamil New Year and to get the blessings from the hands of Bhagwan Baba, let us ponder over and think the various messages which have been given by him for our upliftment and future benefit. I would first state that really this is my first visit to Puttaparthi. It is a divine call given by him to come to this holy place on this occasion. Though my association with Bhagwan Baba dates back to 1975, when I was a young boy, just came out of the college studies, when Bhagwan Baba visited Trichy, which is my native place in Tamil Nadu, Dr. V.K. Ranganathan, who was then the president of Sai Baba Trust in Trichy, invited my brother and myself with a request. At that point of time, he pointed out that Baba is visiting Trichy and he is going to shower his blessings on the public at the large reserve police grounds junction. In those days, video cameras are not popular, and very few people had video cameras. My brother, who had just landed from a foreign trip, who had bought a new video camera, which came to be known to Dr. Ranganathan, therefore he invited us with one condition. Bhagavan is going to give the blessings. He is going to meet the people there. I want you to take the video photograph, but it will not be taken by anyone. It will be taken by you, that is my brother. And you will not even give a copy to anyone. Even before editing, it should be handed over to back. Probably this was the first video ever taken of Baba in those days in Trichy. And my brother was a cameraman, and I was the fellow who was taking the leads, going behind him. What a wonderful thing. Now I realize I was a blessed one. At that point of time, a small college student, I even never knew. We were walking through with Baba when he was giving the blessings to everyone. We saw that. We were mesmerized. People were feeling farted, and he was giving the blessings. Throughout that 45 minutes, we were with Baba without realizing that we were too close to him at those point of time. This is in 1975. Now I realize, even then, I never thought that I'll go to come to Puttaparthi. I was not in that mood. Of course, I have come across, because Dr. V.K. Ranganathan, probably some elders would know, is a very senior gentleman who was a doctor who was practicing and he was propagating Sai Baba to a larger extent in Tamil Nadu. Thereafter, I used to go to Kodaikanal every year for the May vacation. We will be there in Kodaikanal. My father, my brother, everybody will be there. And we used to stay, there is a bungalow near our beloved Bhagavan's bungalow. And we used to meet him almost every time we go there. Without knowing, he has been giving us blessings. We were the blessed one, now I understand. But even then, it did not make me to come to this place. I have never come to this place. But I have seen Baba many occasions, got his blessings on many occasions, without realizing his wholehearted endeavor in me. Then came the call. Last year, when they invited to me to come to the temple at Madras, I immediately accepted. Yes, Bhagavan has called to the temple. I went there. And that happened to be another auspicious day. That auspicious day was the Aganda Deepam festival on that day. Only when I went there, I came to understand that all over the world, at that particular point of time, at the clock of 6 o'clock in the evening, when the Aganda Deepam is to be lit, it will be done at the same time, and I was the one of the humble person who was to do that in Madras. His blessings cannot be taken into account. He is there to guide us, and he has brought me at that particular moment to come to that temple after a long time. Even though I've been following him, I've been seeing him, I've been praying, but this is the first time I was called to that. On that day, the president is here. Probably it's Bhagavan's command. He said, he commanded me on that day, "Sir, today you have come to this temple. I want you to come to Puttaparthi on the 14th of April, which is a New Year day. Please do come on that day." Normally, on this New Year day, especially today being another important day, Vishu, my wife comes from Kerala. So I celebrate Tamil New Year Day. I also celebrate Vishu Kerala New Year Day. And today it is both. And today I am here. What a wonderful coincidence. Baba has called me to this place. And such a wonderful thing to happen. Normally, the Vishu will come on the next day. So here, it comes on the same day. Therefore, probably he thought, the first trip should be on this auspicious day when I should come here and meet you. by meeting you, I pray to God that I am meeting him. Because his endeavor always was service above selves. Look at your brother and do it. It was his preachings. Therefore, when I meet you, when I see these wonderful faces, I am meeting Bhagavan in you as you are the devotee, you are the person, you are the devotees. So that has made me to come today at the command of the president. Therefore, I thought, this is a call which has been given by his blessings. Therefore, this call which has been given by him for me to come to this wonderful place, and what I see today after coming here is another astonishment. When I visited here first time now, today morning, your secretary Bala, sir, he said, first you should land here, the moment you land here, I'll take you to the hospital. I have heard about this hospital. I know about this hospital. Because I come from a family of doctors. More than 9 doctors are in my family, excepting me, all others are doctors. But when I see this hospital, I was thunderstruck. What a vision Baba had had. Here is one place where, with all these difficulties, uncared for, uncured, what others could not achieve, what he cannot get anywhere, he lands here without a penny in his hand, gets it cured, and goes back, walks the normal person with all the things without spending a single fire. His vision was, thou thy neighbor was the earlier thing. Love your fellow men. See that he gets the best of the things. Whenever it is free, in India, it is considered not the best will become. What the worst or whatever the minimum will be having to come. When I visited the doctor director, pointed out to me, today among the world's best hospital, which can boost off a scan, CT scan, which is 162 slices, which he can even do the angiogram, the angioplasty, which is an extraordinary one, the latest one, which is available in India only in 4 places, and one among them is our place. Therefore, the vision is not to give the ordinary thing. The vision was to give the best to the people at large. That is why his message is help others, serve others, service, love, everything coined in one little word. His vision really is a mission. What he has thought of everyone, has there I could feel it today. But for that, I would not have, this would not have come from my heart. Though I have prepared a speech, I thought this should come from my heart. I am speaking it to you. Every person there has got the best out of it. What a remarkable vision. Bhagavan had to see that the best facilities are given to the needy immediately. Further, Bhagavan had done a wonderful phenomenon by giving the people free medical and irrespective of caste, creed, religion, their ethnic background. One thing which is taken into consideration is that Bhagavan, Baba's devotees are to help everyone. That's all. The oneness, the selfless service and the need-based development had been the wish of Bhagavan Baba. All the institutions which are managed in an impeccable style would clearly indicate Bhagavan's attachment to everyone. I also thought about great projects, including the water projects. More than 300 crores have been spent to bring water to this place and the surrounding areas of Andhra Pradesh, which even government could not do it immediately, which his lordship was able to do it in a better way. Now come to the message. As far as the message he is concerned, what a wonderful way of thinking, what he has done to the community, by one simple word: my life is my message. My life is my message. He has given to you to understand, look here, ladies and gentlemen, my life is a message. You see this, follow this, inculcate this. Once you do this, the message is clearly given for you to come upliftment in your life. That is why he said first, my life is message. Later on, in one particular meeting, he has also stated, your life is my message. I was pondering over it. Bhagavan saying your life is my message? Then I could realize, no, vision has at least come to at this late time. Bhagavan's life was made as a message to you. You saw that. You followed it. Your life changed. When your life changed, that message was given to him. Therefore he said, your life changed. He is my message. You got it. What a blissful thinking. The thinking beyond any perception. He has brought out in a single word that my life is your message and your life is my message. As Bhagavan has also correctly stated, the most desirable aishwaryam, prosperity, is aishwarya anugraha, that is Lord's grace. The most desirable form of wealth is the grace of God. Whether the people whom you serve thank you or traduce you, you must gladly do the task allotted to you. Remember, you are serving yourselves, not them. In fact, another message, Bhagavan Bhava, the deeds must be good and correct. That makes the Sai Bhakta. What is a Sai Bhakta? Is the goods, deed and deeds to be done correctly. That gives joy to Sai. I like the purity of the feelings and emotions. Pravartana, or practice, must be pavitra, pure. Do right and speak right. If you do not act the advice you give others, you are insulting the name of Sai. That is his vision. The next important message. Wonderful one. Very again simple, so that you could understand easily. Love and service. That's the motto. Love and service. If a person knows to love another person, he is a person who can understand everyone. And if a person knows to serve others, then he confirms the service. That is why he personified the statement that love and service are the main motto. Where there is service, then people are there to help. The service is given to everyone, dehars their allegiance. I underline, dehars their allegiance. That is why the next stage in the message, he brought out three other things. Stage by stage, how well he has taken you all to the right spirit for all these years. The next stage was, there is only one religion. When it comes to religion, he says there is only one religion. Then what is the religion? That religion is a religion of love, not anything else. Religion of love. As earlier said, love and service is the main motto. Then therefore he said, religion is religion of love. Then he said there is only one God. Though you can practice anything, he said that there is only one God. One God is omnipotent, omnipresent. Then he also said, there is only one language. We are all here speaking different languages. Why Bhagavan should say there is only one language? He has got a meaning in that. That language is language of heart. What a wonderful coining of word. Language of heart. That language can easily be understood by people from different walks of life, different communities, different culture, but they understand each and every language. How is it possible? Not by the language by speak by itself, not by their presence, but by the language of the heart, which is embodied in the preaching. When you follow it, you may inculcate and you reciprocate. That is the language of heart which everyone can understand. When you do the Bhakta Seva there in the hospital, the language is one, Sarv. Everybody understands. There need not be anything else. All it requires is Bhagavan Sannidhanam and then service. This is love. This is my language which you can understand easily. Next he said, there is only one caste. Caste is abhorred. There is no caste. There should be no discrimination of caste. Then why did Bhagavan say caste? He meant caste is nothing but a caste of humanity. This is the message of humanity. Caste is nothing but a caste of humanity. And humanity is the ultimate thing which everybody has to follow. When there is human in your thinking and humanity in your deeds, everybody likes to follow that, was his idea that made everyone to understand and follow and inculcate the things. Then he would say, we generally complain about the negative things in life, but we fail to look at the positive side of it even in a negative thinking. What is the positive thing in your negativeness? Look at the better part of today. What a word. Look at the better part of life today and make every day a great day. Be happy and blessed always. Change is inevitable. Turns and twists are part of our life. When we take life into strides, we should go further to our endeavor in order to fulfill our goals. Be thankful to everybody in life, good or bad, past or present. They all made you the person what you are today. The next message. The hands that serve are better than the lips that pray. Bhagavan wanted not only to pray. Everybody can pray. Everybody can even pretend to pray. Everybody can even say, I'm always praying. But how many of us will come to serve? That is why he said, the hands which is serving is much better than the lips which pray. He gives importance to the service than to the pray, which might be outward also. Whereas the service comes from his heart. His body language changes. His mind changes. He works. Therefore, Bhagavan said, the service above self. In fact, he has gone to the extent of saying, service to man is service to God. If we call it in Tamil, manava sevaye ma tava sevai. The word is manava sevaye ma tava sevai. He has also identified the life in a different angle. He would call self-lives by getting and forgetting. Again, everything is embodied in such a beautiful words, the meaning there. Self lives by getting and forgetting. A person who thinks of the self will always think, what I will get. The moment he gets, he forgets everything. There ends the matter. His mind is clear. What he has achieved, he has got there. But if you are thinking about self, you are only thinking about getting and later on forgetting. Therefore, nothing remains there. Whereas, if you love, that lives by giving and forgiving. When it comes to love, he says, giving and forgiving. A person who loves others, a person who takes his share, he loves others by giving, and thereafter, he also forgives a person even who has done something bad to him. Even then he forgets, but he keeps on doing it, the good thing to him. That's why love is giving and forgiving. Of course, ten commandments have been given, which you all know very well. I need not take the call to Newcastle. I may be new here. You are all here for quite a long time. Even the 10 commandments has got a meaning. To attain the divinity, to wake up, you have to wake up. Look up, reach up, and ultimately you will get the blessings of God. See, by doing the 10 commandments, and also the cosmic things which he has commanded you. He says, to attain divinity, you have to wake up, look up, and reach, and ultimately you will get the blessings of the God. So ultimate necessity is love, service, divine blessings. The commandments just to be followed. Therefore, everybody will understand the one language is thou, love everyone. In life, don't expect anything from anyone, because expectation, when fulfilled, gives you pain. Not fulfilled gives you pain. Therefore, what you don't expect, when you get it, you feel the joy. You will not be the same person. This is also, again, wonderful message. You will not be the same person 2 months from now, after consciously giving, trance each day for the abundance that exists in your life. What does it mean? What a wonderful words. Consciously giving trance each day for the abundance that exists in your life. You are all assembled here. You are the chosen one. You have got the best. Though you may in the inner mind, you may say, I do not have this much, I do not have, the other person has got that much, I may not be equated to him, I am not getting that much. But if you think every day, by Bhagavan's blessings, today what I have is the best, then Bhagavan says, you are the blessed one. You enjoy the benefit, you have everything, whatever you have, when you start enjoying it, that is the day when you reach, attain the moksha. Therefore, he says, you will not be the same person 2 months now after. When you come to this thinking, the more you have and the grateful for, the more will be given to you. The more you have and the grateful for, the more you will be given to you. Last but not the least, if you are not grateful for what you have right now, why should someone give more? Next important. The same message in a different way. If you are not grateful for what you have right now, because many of us have got a feeling, whatever I have today, they are not satisfied. So unless you are clear that you are grateful for Bhagwan Baba, what you have today, then how can you get much better than that? So be blessed, be happy, be what you are, enjoy this day, and thereafter Bhagavan will give you all the blessings. Let me do my pranams. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for your insightful talk and words of wisdom on this auspicious Tamil New Year Day. With prayers for the well-being of everyone, we now offer a cultural program at Bhagwan's Divine Lotus Feet. It gives me great pleasure to introduce the two internationally acclaimed violin maestros, Dr. M. Lalita and Srimati M. Nandini from Chennai. Popularly known as the Violin Sisters, they have been acclaimed as the only female duo in the entire Asia to perform the world music, South Indian classical fusion, and Western classical music. Hailing from an illustrious family of musicians, Dr. Lalita and Srimati Nandini have the privilege of being the fourth generation of musicians in their family and are the torchbearers of a unique musical tradition. They received their training from Sadguru Srimat Shantanand Swamigal, Sri V. Lakshmi Narayana Iyer, Sri K. Muthuswamy and Srimati Subbulakshmi Muthuswamy. The violin sisters have specialized in playing varnams in different grades of tempo and playing kalpana swaras in many grades of speed, which is a prominent and unique feature of their style of violin playing. As cultural ambassadors of India's rich musical heritage, they have represented and given musical performances at several major music festivals all around the world. They have received several prestigious awards and titles like Kalaimamani from Tamil Nadu State Government, Yuva Kala Bharati from Bharat Kalachar, Chennai, Nada Vinodini from Sri Ranjini Trust, Chennai, Bharat Violin Vadya Tilakangal by His Holiness Sadguru Srimat Shantananda Swamigal in Chennai, Fulbright Fellowship in Performing Arts and Charles Wallace Trust Fellowship in Performing Arts by the US and UK governments, to name a few. They have also published several books and written numerous articles related to music and religion. This evening, they'll be accompanied by All India Radio A-grade artist Naiveli Ram Kumar on Mridangam, who has more than 3 decades of experience in playing with leading artists of the country. Sri Ram Kumar is a disciple of Naiveli Srinivas Ayangar, Kumbakonam Singaram Pillai, and Sri Mushnam Raja Rao. Sri G. Ravichandran, disciple of Sri N. Govindraj, will be accompanying on Ghatam. Sri G. Ravichandran has got over 30 years of experience in giving concerts with well-known artists like Sri K.V. Narayana Swami, Bombay Sisters, to name a few. Sri Vadapari Mangalam Venkata Ramani, who has been giving concerts for more than 50 years, will be accompanying on Ganjira. He is a disciple of Tiruvaru Kunju Ayyar and his son, Sri Nagarajan. Srimati Subbulakshmi Muthuswamy, mother and guru of Srimati Lalita and Nandini, will also be rendering the talam this evening. Please welcome the violin sisters and their fellow musicians who are here to offer their prayerful musical renderings at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet. Jai Sai Ram.
Jaya Jaya Gajanana Ganana. भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की।